everybody. Welcome to
K2S2
Nerd Talk.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our first podcast. I figured before we get started with all the other stuff, we can go around and introduce ourselves and talk a little bit about our nerdy backgrounds. So, Katie, tell us about yourself.
Okay. My name is Katie, and I am 5 years old. And I like going trick-or-treating. My favorite thing to do.
No, it's okay. No, you're perfect. This is fine. This is fine. But you like trick-or-treating. It's fine. You like trick-or-treating because of dressing up, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you have different cosplays that you've done?
Yes.
Yeah, which one's your favorite?
Hermione Granger.
Can you say that a little bit louder for everybody?
Hermione Granger.
For everyone listening, she was the cutest Hermione Granger.
She really was. It's kind of unfair for all the others out there.
Okay.
And then, have you been to any cons?
Yes.
Yes? Do you like going to cons?
Yes.
All right. That's wonderful. Thank you, baby. All right, and next is?
Kylie. My name is Kylie.
Okay,
and I'm 7 years old.
All right. And what makes you a nerd?
I like Marvel. I like Star Wars. I like, I also like Harry Potter. I like DC.
Wow, we're going all over the board here. That's awesome.
So what do you like dressing up as, Kylie?
Yeah, what was your favorite cosplay so far?
Huh?
For those listening, there's a little bit of a whisper party going on.
My favorite is Tario.
From The Hobbit.
Okay. The Hobbit. That was cool.
That was a pretty cool one. That was for GalaxyCon. Last year. So, and I think it's fair to say that, like, all of us here really love Disney too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's kind of hard to remember that as a nerddom.
Yeah.
So then, am I next or are you? Yeah. Okay, I'm next. So, hi everyone. My name is Sarah, but you will very likely hear me called Mommy. I'm part of the S2 in K2S2. My nerd background kind of consists of a little bit of everything. I grew up watching Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. I was a late Harry Potter fan. But,
really late.
Yeah, really late. But okay, everybody, I get it.
The latest.
I was late to platform 9 3/4, okay? Definitely love a little bit of everything, I am part of a lightsaber choreography group, and that's kind of a good segue into you over here, because that's how we met.
So, my name is Sam, or Ray, depending on if the First Order is listening in. You know, gotta be prepared for that. I really grew up on being at Disney World and watching Disney movies, so long time nerd, first time podcaster.
Somebody's watched her. Yeah. She's watched a lot of podcasts. She knows what she's doing.
I moved on to Harry Potter. I was really big into Pirates of the Caribbean, as anyone who knows me as a high schooler knows.
Oh, I love it.
We all do.
Only the first three, though. The rest don't exist. After college, I went to my first con as Bilbo Baggins, fell in love with the culture, really started diving deep into fandom, and with that, for my deepest dive, started going to lightsaber class. Ooh, where actually, this is kind of how I know them.
Yep, that's where we met.
Met Sarah there. Then I was invited to Katie and Kylie's first birthday. Do you guys remember when I came to your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were turning 2 and 4. Oh my god, that seems like so long ago.
Do you remember how I was dressed?
Yeah, you were dressed like a little Ray.
Yeah.
And you were dressed like Ray too. And so I had 3 Rays.
3 Rays.
That was amazing.
And that's really, the rest is history for that one.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about us, and yeah.
So with that, I figure we can start our next topic of conversation, or I guess our real first topic.
Yahoo!
For those who don't know, we all just became Walt Disney World annual pass holders.
Woo!
And Are you really an annual pass holder if you don't talk about your favorite park experiences?
Not really.
Yeah, that's kind of, you have to brag about it, you know?
Exactly. So, so let's go ahead and let's do it, starting with you, Katie. We're going to go ahead and focus on Magic Kingdom today. So, Katie, can you tell us what your favorite park experience is about Magic Kingdom?
Everything.
Okay. I think that's pretty fair. I think everybody loves everything about Disney World, especially Magic Kingdom. But is there anything like particular that you think that everyone should try? Okay. So are you saying the Be Our Guest breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Be Our Guest breakfast did you like?
Everything.
All right.
What do you feel about the decor? Like how everything looked? Remember that all those
you
rooms?
You can chime in if you want.
Beautiful. You can also eat in the West Wing.
You could eat in the West Wing. I didn't even realize that until after we kind of already selected our seats in the ballroom.
If we ever do that again, we're definitely eating on that side.
Yeah, the West Wing was really, really cool. And then, did you have something else that you really like about Magic Kingdom?
Hey, can I also tell them something?
Yes, you can tell them something.
And they actually have a rose.
They do have the rose, and the rose, every time that the petal falls, what happens?
Thunder.
That's right. Ooh, it's like really creepy in there. Spooky.
Spooky.
All right, and then you had something else that you like about Magic Kingdom, right? What was it?
Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Wildest ride in the wilderness.
All right. So, what do you like about that? Just because it's a thrill ride? It's awesome. That's right. And you being kind of small, that was like one of your first like real adventure rides, right?
Three. And also, what is it called again?
Is it Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain because it has a cool drop, but
you get splashed.
Yeah, and hopefully in March we can ride it again.
Yeah,
right now we are under construction.
Devastated right now that it is under construction, but we can't wait to see everything that they've added to it.
We think the Seven Dwarfs are fixing it.
Oh, that's right. Didn't you say you guys saw the Seven Dwarfs when you looked in?
No, well, I saw the Seven Dwarf hats.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She looked into the tunnel where the work was being done. She said she saw the Seven Dwarf hats. But that's really cool. I bet if it's them, then it's bound to be awesome, right?
Yeah.
I guess I saw who came out.
Dopey? Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Kylie, what is your favorite Magic Kingdom experience?
I got a lot of favorites, but I'm just going to say one of them.
Okay.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain is your favorite, huh? Nice. We have a little bit. I was expecting, like, complaints over here, because since you're too small to ride it still.
It's still my favorite.
All right, so what is about...
I want to say one more.
Okay,
go ahead.
Also, people should try Tall Tower of Terror.
But that's a different... Yeah, that's a different park. We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
All right, but for Space Mountain, what is... Like, why do you like Space Mountain? What makes it better than all the other rides for you?
Well, I like a lot, though.
Can you just, like, give us, like, one thing? What makes it super cool to you?
How fast it goes.
It does go really fast. Yeah. That is pretty cool.
And it's dark, right?
Yeah.
Does it being dark make it better or worse?
Well, it is kind of better, but I have no idea where I'm going.
That's kind of like, that's part of, it gets violent.
It does get violent.
But and that's kind of like, that's part of the adventure, is not knowing where you're going.
It's very violent.
Very violent.
Yes, and one day you'll get to experience it. All right, and then, is it me or are you next? I can go? All right, so I'm kind of like Katie. I feel like everything I've ever done at the park is my favorite. But honestly, like, I feel like there's just so much that I haven't done as well that I this may change over time. But I think if I had to pick one thing, it would have to be Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain's like my all-time favorite ride across every theme park. That drop, no matter how many times you do it, for me, it's just like it does get you wet, but every time that I do it, like, I feel like I know exactly what's coming, and it still gives me that first ride feeling.
And also, it's also such a long ride, which is really nice to experience, to just sit back, you know.
And honestly, I mean, and I think maybe I'm a little bit, I may be like a little bit biased here, but like, I also have that memory of their first time riding it and like seeing the joy in their faces and then like looking at that drop picture with the two of them. Cause Katie, you were 4 and Kylie, you were 6. I mean, like, it was just amazing. And I think that might be my all time favorite park experience, period, across the board, was their first Splash Mountain ride. So yeah, Splash Mountain stole my heart.
So I think mine would have to be, it's actually something you guys haven't experienced yet, because it's Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
I know, we've not been to that yet.
This year will have to be your year, because you get discounts for it. But I don't even know how many years that I've gone, and there's barely any lines. And everything, you can ride everything really quick, and they have all the special fireworks, and it's an experience. And how beautiful all the decorations are.
Do you guys want to go see
Mickey at Christmas time? Mickey at
Christmas time?
Yeah!
I've heard Disney World at Christmas time is like, there's nothing more beautiful. No. You know what else I really want to go do? We have actually done this, but they were really too young to appreciate. I mean, like, this one here, I don't even think you were you? You might have been 1, and I think she was 3. But now they're older, they can fully experience it, is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Oh, I gotta do that too.
Yeah, I actually...
I've never got to do it.
Like, I feel like I enjoyed it more than they did at the point when we took them, because, like, they just were kind of there. And we didn't even get to dress up at the time. So I can't wait to, like, take them and, like, have them dress up and go to that. That's like, a huge thing this year we have to do. Yeah. All right, so we've been doing something kind of cool.
I would say so.
Yeah, we have been
watching all the Disney animated movies
in order.
In order, that's right. So Sam, do you want to tell our listeners what we've watched so far?
Yeah, so I think we're like number 6 in. We got classics: Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi, and Cinderella.
Awesome. So we're going to go kind of round table here and talk about which ones have been our favorites so far. So starting with you, Katie, of those movies that we've already seen, which one's been your favorite so far?
Bambi and Fantasia.
Okay, that's pretty good. All right, and what would you say, like, is your favorite part of, I guess, Fantasia?
When Mickey becomes a wizard and he does all the broom stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like the best part.
Yeah, that's like the best part. I feel like that's the part that sticks with everybody. Like, dun da dun da dun da 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 dun. Yeah. If you don't remember that part, are you really a Disney fan? So, and then Bambi, you said? What would you, like, what did you like about Bambi?
Well, I'm going to tell you what surprised me, and then I'm going to tell you what I liked about Bambi.
Okay, so what surprised you?
What surprised me was the mother died.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's such a sad scene. Sad. That rewatching it, I had purposely avoided Bambi, like, all through, like, my younger adult ages. We had not watched it with them as, like, little ones, because I didn't think I could go through it, especially being a mom now. So rewatching it, that was, like... gut-wrenching.
Katie, to prepare you for the future, in most Disney movies, the mother's...
Yeah, there's usually no mom in most Disney movies. I don't know what's going on.
At least he has his dad.
Someone has some
mommy
problems.
At least he does have his dad. That's right. All right, so, and then you said surprised you. What was your favorite part, though?
Okay, my favorite part was that Bambi was so cute.
Bambi was so cute. Can you say that a little bit louder?
Bambi was so cute.
All right. Here's the important question. Was Bambi cuter than, or not as cute as, Baby Yoda?
Ooh. Who's cuter?
Kylie can answer too.
Both? Ooh.
What about you?
What a political answer.
Okay. Now, I need to tell you guys
something. Wait. Let Kylie answer, and then you can tell us, okay?
Both.
Oh, I have, like, right, a bunch of politicians.
For any listeners out there, it's obviously Baby Yoda.
Of course, the child for the win.
I can't wait. I can't wait to watch Bambi 2.
That's going to be a while. That's a long time.
Because I don't know how the father raised Bambi, so good thing Bambi 2 goes back to the childhood. It shows how the dad raises Bambi.
That actually is a real... I'm really impressed. That's like really well articulated. Thank you. All right, Kylie, so then what was your favorite movie of the ones that we've seen so far in order?
Snow White,
the classic.
Snow White.
What was your favorite part?
Wishing.
Oh, yeah, we got the echo. What was your favorite part of Snow White?
The dwarfs.
The dwarfs.
Okay. They're really funny in it. And my favorite is Doc and Grumpy.
And Dopey. And Dopey. Who doesn't love Dopey?
These are my favorite.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on, let her finish and then you can go.
And also, I like the way Snow White is really nice to the animals.
Yeah, that's really cool.
She gets scared.
You know what, actually, yeah, you know what kind of like surprised me about Snow White? Because again, that's another one, it's been a long time since I've seen it. That forest scene and like how they kind of show her fear just kind of like being shown through the forest. That was really good.
I was like, it's Snow White.
Oh gosh, I really wish you guys could have seen her acting that out. But yeah, so that kind of like really surprised me. That was a lot scarier than I remembered it being as a child. And so did you have any parts that kind of like really surprised you or anything like that? Anything else you want to add on to your Snow White thoughts? No?
Did
you
have something? Snow White. I think is, you shouldn't be jealous of someone else.
That is a really good takeaway.
Evil Queen tried to poison someone.
Because of jealousy, right?
And yeah.
So you shouldn't be jealous of other people's gifts. I have to say that my favorite, I think, was definitely Cinderella. I remembered Cinderella, like, totally different. Anyone who knows me knows I'm, like, not girly at all. And, like, I kind of remembered her being the patron princess of all, like, girliness. And the movie kind of isn't like that, though. I mean, it may still be true about her, but the movie is not that super girly movie that I remembered. I mean, like, first off, watching it as an adult, I was really surprised. Like, some of the humor is, like, still really relevant today.
Gus Gus.
And then, like, I didn't remember the animals having as huge a role. Like, I remember
at least half the movie.
Yeah, like, they were kind of, like, the stars. I feel like they were in it more than she was at some points, you know? And what would you like to add?
I didn't remember that Gus Gus got into a trap. I didn't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I actually didn't remember that either. I completely forgot how Gus Gus came into, like, the group altogether. But can we just also say, if you guys have a Gus Gus in your life, can you just not trust him with so many important things?
Yeah.
that was kind of the one thing.
Frustrating.
Yeah, it was really frustrating. I mean, like, he's just constantly messing up, and they're just like giving him all these important roles. And
why should they like corn instead of cheese?
I think that was actually really true to life. Like, mice actually really like a lot of different foods. They'll eat almost anything. But yeah, so that I think that was really really advanced for being 1950 was it, I think?
Yeah.
It's extremely advanced for its time, so it definitely took the cake for me. Yeah. You fact checked, please. Fact checked. So yeah, that it was definitely my favorite of the movies we've seen so far.
Okay, so these are my favorite dwarfs.
Oh, you want to go back to Snow White? Okay, your favorite dwarfs. I did promise you that you could go ahead.
These are my favorite dwarfs. Okay, Sneezy, Sleepy, Grumpy, and what's the name again?
Dopey.
She said Doc.
Oh. I feel like you, like, might as well have just listed them all at that point.
I know. You're only missing three.
I think, yeah. All right, so, Sam, what is your favorite movie of the ones that we've seen?
I don't know. It's hard for me. All I can, sometimes with some of these movies, there's just certain things that stick out. whether good or bad, and all I can say is that Pink Elephants on Parade
oh my God.
Is still the horrifying nightmare I remembered from my childhood.
Oh, I think I had intentionally put that out of my memory. We just rewatched it, and I completely forgot about it already. It really is. It's so terrifying. I mean, like, that
weird.
Is...
weird.
It is weird. What do you think of the Pink Elephants on Parade?
She already...
I'm not going to make you remember it. I'm not going to do that to you.
What do you mean, Pink Elephants, people? What do you mean? All
right, what were you going to say, Sam?
I'm actually more excited for just, like, what's next. Because we have...
Well, really quick, going back to Dumbo, though, because you did mention that movie... Something that really did surprise me was
Pink Elephants. Yeah.
Yes, Timothy Q. Mouse, he stands out. I don't know
why were they pink elephants?
I'll explain to you when you're 21 or older. Hold on. Timothy Q. Mouse is now like one of my favorite Disney characters. I feel like he's just so underrated. Baby, I'll tell you later. And I'll tell you when you're older.
No!
Go ahead and do you want to share what we have next? Go ahead. I'm sorry, baby.
Timothy is kind of similar to Jiminy Cricket.
He kind of is. He's like, but...
Similar role.
He's a little bit less of a conscience and more of, like, a confidence. He's kind of like, I feel like him and Jiminy would be like best friends, and they'd kind of like work off of each other, play off of each other really well.
And then Dumbo and Pinocchio can be friends too.
That would be great.
That would be fun.
Stop moving. All right, and then what are our next three?
So next, we got Alice in Wonderland, which will be a bit of a trip. Peter Pan, I'm super excited because Sarah hates Peter Pan, and I enjoy it, so
I enjoy it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not
it'll be fun.
I am so
I'm
anti-Peter.
I'm okay with it, but I don't really care.
Yeah. And then,
why do you hate Peter Pan?
We will discuss that in the next podcast.
And the next is Lady and the Tramp, which I haven't seen in a long time. I don't know, have you guys seen the live action Lady and the Tramp?
We saw the live action on Disney Plus.
Should I watch it?
It's really cute. Yeah. Okay. What do you think? Cute. Did you like it?
Hey, I need to tell you something.
The sky is
Tramp. Tramp, he tried to save the baby by...
Oh, no spoilers! Spoilers!
By killing! Because he killed the rat.
Okay. Well,
I apologize for any listeners who have not already seen Lady and the Tramp. I'm really hoping you guys have. All right. So, that is our third segment.
So, I figured we can wrap this up by talking about, we have so many things coming up in the next couple months. Whether it be movies, whether it be... Katie just hit Sarah in the face with her head, so...
I just got headbutted in the lip.
Whether it be movies or...
We need to redo this.
No, it's fine. We'll just roll through it.
Okay, let's just talk shop.
Let's go. Katie, talk shop, so let's go. Let's talk shop. Katie, what are you looking forward to?
What's something that you're excited for?
Podcast about the Descendants.
Yes, this one here cannot wait to talk Descendants talk for everybody, for all of our listeners. It's going to be a real treat. This one here is a Descendants expert.
And quick question, Katie. Who's your favorite Descendants person?
Who's your favorite?
Are they Descendants?
Yeah, they're the Descendants. I know. Who's your favorite?
Kylie, who's your favorite?
Jay, Carlos, Evie, and Mal.
Okay.
If you had to pick one, who's your favorite?
Mal.
All right.
Kylie.
No, it's okay.
I'm gonna say two.
Oh, you can say two. She said four.
Yeah.
I like my most favorites are Evie and Uma.
Evie and Uma.
I have no clue who any of these are, but interesting names.
So at some point in the next really near future, whenever we're getting ready for that podcast, we're just going to have to strap Rey down.
Yeah, we'll see.
And get her to watch all three.
What is your... Or what are you most looking forward to doing in the future?
The blogs and podcasts.
So for those of you who may not be familiar, we have a blog. And our link will be in our bio for our podcast. It's also on our Instagram.
Link in the description.
Link in bio.
I guess that's more YouTube.
That's more like YouTube. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how this works, but,
Can they follow us on Instagram?
Though? Oh, yeah, you guys can follow us on Instagram. It's going to be our name, so it's at K2S2NerdTalk. We have a lot of really fun content. I hope you guys will go follow us. And if you go follow us, you will definitely find our link to our blog in our bio there. And these two here have already written their first two blogs on... What were they on? Do you guys remember?
Ooh.
Okay.
Doolittle and The Mandalorian.
That's right. They've already done Doolittle and The Mandalorian. And what's about... Since you're excited about blogs and podcasts or future blogs and podcasts... What blog are you most excited to do next? Is there anything you really want to do?
I really want to do something on a Pacific... I want to do a blog about The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, that's a good one. The Rise of Skywalker. I like it. All right. So I guess for me, if I have to say one thing that I'm really excited for, I'm honestly most excited for our next trip to Disney World. It's coming up exactly 3 weeks, February 22nd. I cannot wait. We're going to be going to Animal Kingdom, which I've not gotten to experience in its entirety, and I've never been to at night. And the girls have never actually ridden anything in Animal Kingdom, so I can't wait to see it at night. I hear it's truly just a spectacle. I mean, like, Pandora at night is supposed to blow your mind. So I'm really, really excited about that. And then we're going to go back on the Rise of Resistance and Galaxy's Edge the next day. So that's what I'm most excited for.
Galaxy's Edge, let's go.
Let's go.
Also, look out for our incoming Disney Bounds we'll be doing. Surprise, we can't tell you yet, but it'll be fun.
I'm really excited. Just full disclosure, for this next trip, the girls won't be Disney Bounding. They will be just rocking some really cute...
No, I just mean just in the future.
Okay, well, we do have things planned in that one. Yes, we do have plenty of Disney Bounds planned for all four of us.
So, Katie and Kylie, do you guys want to come say goodbye to everyone?
Yes, let's come say goodbye, everyone. So, thanks so much for listening. Go ahead.
Bye!
All right.
See you next time.
Next episode. All right, this is K2S2 Nerd Talk signing off.
Bye.
Bye.
May the force be with you.